What's going on, Jason? Thanks so much for doing this.
Fellas, thanks for having me. You know I love Toronto. I took off my feed bag. I call it a mask we have to wear. I just put some Apple Jacks or Fruit Loops in there, so I had my breakfast in my feed bag to get on and join you guys. And I'm glad, you know, I played when I did, but it's funny, they're testing for COVID instead of steroids these days from baseball. So yeah. I don't know. I don't know what era I was glad to play in, the one with COVID or be out of that one or be in the one that I was in with steroids. Different testing going on.
Sign me up for steroids, like 100 times out of 100. I'll take steroids anytime, as long as fans are in the stands and we don't have to talk about the stuff that we're talking about in baseball. But yeah, neither are great, but just one, to me, clearly superior to the other. So yeah, man, how is it? I mean, I imagine you're paying attention to baseball. How difficult is it, though, to get invested in this season, considering all the off-field stuff?
Well, I think everything's relative. I think, you know, we all need some entertainment. Sports entertainment is supposed to help everybody. Being in that industry, we try to help everybody forget about what may be going on in their life, or just bring some joy and some distraction. And to have politics come into play and all that surrounds it, I think it's just too much. And I think people are turned off by that, not just in baseball, basketball, NFL. Obviously, they're a big controversial topic of discussion here in the States. I think I saw a great video someone sent me the other day in the Penguins, because I'm in Pittsburgh here, the Penguins clubhouse. It's about how they were tolerating whether you knelt for the Canadian or the American national anthem. So everybody's got, you know, it's a black and white issue as far as what side of it you're on, or blue and red here in the States. I mean, it's just, can we all just figure out how to be nice and get along and play by the rules? But I think nobody knows what the rules are, so everybody's doing what the hell they want.
Okay, when I brought the idea of the off-field stuff, I meant the coronavirus stuff, but you're talking about other stuff.
No, coronavirus kind of plays into the whole political scene, I believe. I mean, it's they're using it for good and bad. And, you know, anybody needs a distraction. I always, you know, in a snowball fight, if I was fighting you guys in a snowball fight, I'd throw one up in the air, see if you were looking at it while I'm trying to throw one right at you. You know, so there's a lot of distractions out there. Is the coronavirus real? Yeah, it's real. I think I had it even. So at one point, I think a lot of people did, and they just didn't know about it. But, you know, we have a lot of illnesses, a lot of things that are affecting people. We're using it as the excuse and the reason. It's a shame that, like I said, that's all that people are talking about. Baseball is a game. We'll focus there. This is what the talk show is about. And, you know, my opinion and my take on it, it is hard to watch with nobody in the stands. I can't imagine these guys getting excited and amped up to play because you don't really – it's almost like spring training continued in the sense of how the games are with no fans in the stands and the fake crowd noise. I can tell you that as a player with fans in the stands, it's way more enjoyable. I know it's more enjoyable to be in an arena – drinking beers and eating hot dogs and celebrating, high-fiving everybody when you're in the stands. So it goes hand in hand. I'm glad that the game is pushing on. We all have to do that. And, you know, whatever we can get out of this season, I'm glad that it's not a season that's just non-existent. You know, at least there are some statistics. But, again, I saw some transactions that are going on. You see some all-stars. I saw one of the guys I play with, Foltyevich, he's got options. I wonder how that's all playing with, you know, using guys' options and moving people around in a 60-game season. A lot different. Or somebody gets hurt, you know. Sometimes it takes 2 months. The season's going to be over. So there's a lot of sprinting going on and tough decisions to make to even make a season seem significant, you know.
Yeah. We started the show with that today. Just, you know, it feels it's tougher and tougher to feel like it is significant when they keep delaying games. And now we see, you know, 20% of the league is not going to be playing tonight because of coronavirus testing. But yeah, man, you played with a lot of guys who were still playing, and I know you're happy that they're pushing forward. I think that we are too, as of right now. Although it's again, it's getting harder and harder by the day, by the minute. But the guys that you're talking to right now, has anybody, yeah, and like I'm not asking you to name names, but has anybody changed their mind from where they were at the beginning of the season to now, just in terms of, yeah, wanting to play baseball and having that be the priority, to now all of a sudden questioning whether or not they want to stay in this thing?
Well, I to me, to be mentally, you know, prepared to play a big league season, I give all those guys credit for staying, trying to stay focused. It's very hard preparing for a season, let alone stay prepared for, you know, a full 162-game season, plus spring training, plus potential playoff run. You know, I think with all the distraction, it's tough. I mean, you guys talk shows not talking about, you know, a no-hitter, or, you know, this guy went 4-for-4 with, you know, two, just an amazing day of talking about what we should be talking about, right? Celebrating good things that we haven't seen, or watching a guy hit career numbers, watching bloopers, and just being entertained. Sports is entertainment. And we're being entertained by, like I said, a political agenda. We're being put, you know, by a virus that's affecting families, people, lives. And that's what we're talking about. It's very real. And it's sad to me. It's just sad. But I think it's, rather than be bitter, we all got to keep the positive attitude and better. I mean, I can say just fighting through a season where a losing season, a mediocre season, or a winning season, it takes a lot of fortitude. And the way I look at it is, I mean, even my retirement, people are just like, man, this is day. I had someone tell me during the pandemic where everybody's in quarantine, they're just like, hey, man, you know, this is day 65. I don't know what to do. I said, really? I said, I've been retired for 3 years. I said, I'm glad, selfishly, I said, everybody's caught up to me. We, you know, we can't hang out, but I'm kind of on the same page as everybody else. So selfishly, I was like, you know, this is what I've been doing, trying to figure things out and really just enjoying doing simple things and slowing things down. And like I said, maybe we needed a reset, you know, just about what we're really doing, where we're going. There's a lot of change that's happening, and even in the game. I mean, I'm not used to watching a 10th inning be the end of the game. We played one on Canada Day there that was an amazing fight. We played that 19-inning game at home in Toronto. You know, those are no longer there, where you're going to see a position player maybe throwing an inning or two. So there's a lot of things that are taken away from the game that I grew up watching and loving. And I'm trying to reprogram, because now that I'm doing it at the amateur level with my sons, you know, we're still same thing. There's only one parent allowed at a game to watch our kid, you know, hit home runs and make special plays. So, you know, it's affecting all of us, not just in the big leagues. It's a shame that we're still contending with this, but like everything else, man, we're going to get through it. And I know baseball and every sport, as it always does, it resurrects itself. We'll be fine. I'm not worried about it at all.
Yeah, I think everybody remembers that Canada Day game. I think it was Ryan Goins that got in there. He had a clean inning.
Yeah.
I think Darwin Barney had some nice pitching appearances in and around that time as well.
I can't remember who that was against off the top of my head. You remember
Cleveland.
Who he played that day? That's right. It was Cleveland. That's right.
Yep. Yeah. That
That's
was.
Right,
yeah. That was definitely fun. Hey, before we let you go, Jason. So, Blue Jays have this new pitcher who is a reliever, but he was a starter in Japan. And Shun Yamaguchi is off to a horrible start, though, in his first two appearances with a new club and in a new league as well. I can't imagine. Yeah, that's tough for you to relate to. But you've been on new teams and maybe not gotten off to the best start. You were off to a great start with the Jays when you arrived via the trade from Atlanta. But how difficult can that be for a guy who, you're a reliever, so it's all small sample size, but you get off to such a rocky start and the fans already are on you right away to get out of that?
Well, I've been booed out of Detroit, so it doesn't feel good. But, you know, I always say, hey, man, be supportive if you can be, because it's very hard, like I said. I think a lot of people don't we're human beings putting on a big league uniform and costume, trying to perform. We got, you know, nice, handsome salaries, but we are working hard, and these guys are working really hard. You know, I believe in guys. Just it's getting in good streaks, and it's a game of confidence. And if your hometown is booing you, it doesn't give you a whole lot of confidence to go out there. I mean, that guy's probably like happy as a hog in mud, right, to be here and to play Major League Baseball. So give him a chance. You know, he's probably got a lot of pressure, a lot of adjusting. I'm not saying, you know, treat him like a baby or whatever, but support goes a long way, guys. And you guys know that. I'm an adrenaline guy. If I didn't get that backing, I don't think that I'd be doing much fist bumping. But I played to the crowd, and you know, was just as happy to win Blue Jay games growing up. A kid, you know, idolizing the Blue Jays. So, you know, this guy's got a big league dream. He's there. And you know, just hopefully he gets enough chances to turn himself around and showcase what got him here. You know, everybody that gets that chance has the talent to play there. The harder part is to stay there, you know, and have success for a long period of time. But if he can get some confidence and get something going, I guarantee you the guy's talented enough to turn it around.